Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Monday, 11th April 2022. Top stories for today. Pakatan Harapan and the government reached an agreement to put the proposed constitutional amendments and the anti-party hopping bill to a vote before the end of May this year. Earlier today, the council said the decision to defer today's vote was to allow more time to refine the proposed amendments to the constitution to ensure it is limited to enabling and is in line with the planned anti-party hopping law. Several individuals will be called in by the MACC PERA to assist its investigation into the alleged sale of land for the building of an international airport in Seri Iskandar. According to Dato' Mohamad Fauzi Mohamad, MACC has obtained documents on the issue and will start calling witnesses involved to record their statements. Malaysia's new COVID-19 infections fall below the 10,000 mark as the Health Ministry earlier today reported a total of 8,140 new COVID-19 cases within the last 24 hours. The country lost another 12 people to the virus yesterday. Meanwhile, only one cluster was detected, bringing the total number of active clusters to 130. On the international front, China's largest COVID outbreak continues to spread with more than 26,000 new daily infections reported, despite an extended lockdown of Shanghai's 25 million people. Frustration grows among the population, who have been locked down for weeks now as they struggle to gain access to food and medical care, weighing on the fragile economy and straining global supply chains. Pakistan's parliament will select a new prime minister today after Imran Khan was ousted in a no-confidence vote in the early hours of Sunday. Meanwhile, Shahbaz Sharif, the leader of an opposition coalition who worked to depose Khan, is widely expected to win a majority of the vote. And more than 1,200 bodies were found in the Kyiv region. Ukraine said the scene of atrocities allegedly committed during the Russian occupation last month, as residents in the country's east brace or fled ahead of an expected massive offensive. Heavy bombardments hammered Ukraine through the weekend, adding to mounting casualties 6 weeks into Russia's invasion. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.